Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk about your most mortifying moment.
Yeah.
Like that thing that, I still call them steering wheel screams.
Oh, I like that.
But it's that... Because it can be 20 years later and you're just driving down the road and you're just like, oh, God, please,
or like
God.
You drive past the place and you're like, I can never go back. Oh. That was 20 years ago, but I can never go back.
I seriously don't go back to Jersey Mike's after the incident.
I love that.
You've been asked to not return.
I did go
Sir,
back.
Sir, you yelled at everyone.
I did. I yelled at. If you don't know the story, the quick version is I ordered food. I thought on the Jersey Mike's app, it was actually the Jimmy John's app. And I screamed at everybody at Jersey Mike's going, where the F is my food? And then they were like, probably at Jimmy John's. That's
something about Jersey Mike's. So when you say we get texts every time, people are like, Slacker just said Jersey Mike's and now I'm starving for it. Yeah. And my wife has even said that to me when I got home. She's like, you want Jersey Mike's? Like, you were talking about it. It's like, what is it? What is that?
It's Mike's way. I think it's the sauce or whatever that Italian sauce is.
I got to get it now.
It just,
I'm so hungry.
It hits you right
my
in the like,
literally growling.
-2. And I just had it a few days ago. And I'm like, I'd fire one down right now.
Yeah.
Because it's just, and it, you know what it is? It's a sub. Their subs aren't great. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, you go to some places and they made
basic.
Them too. Yeah, but I mean, some places make it on focaccia or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Panera tries too hard or whatever. It is just fresh.
Yeah.
It's just a straight up the gut, regular bread. I mean, even Subway, you've gone too far with your breads and stuff. It's like...
that simple. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just slice the meat right there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Be a sub above.
Okay.
You know?
This... I don't know. I swear. I want everyone to understand. We get $0 and zero free product from Jersey Mike's, but it's just been in the zeitgeist lately. And stupid Danny DeVito keeps popping up on things. And I'm like, anyway, my mortifying, one of my many was at that moment.
Yeah.
So you had to find a new location to go to.
I probably will have to find some other place to do it.
Mm.
The other one that comes to mind, I don't know if I've ever said this one on the air, like, I used to work at a grocery store and all the shopping carts were in the front of the grocery store. And like once a week, the manager would come down and go like, you, the long hair kid, sweep in front of the carts, which means you got to take all the shopping carts out of the front of the store, sweep, it's kind of behind the carts,
but
the front of the store, and then put all the shopping carts back. It is a 45-minute affair.
Yeah.
But I figured out you could wedge yourself in between that first cart and just kind of kick, like hump them and like push them back far enough to get a broom through. But you'd have to like lean against the wall and push. And then you kind of have to lean against the ledge of the window, of the front window and push. And you could get them pushed back and then you do the opposite.
You're leaning against the window.
At one point I was leaning against the window. And
oh, no.
I shattered a 10-foot tall.
Oh, no.
It's like the window of the corner pantry market. It was on Francis Street in Longmont.
Oh, no.
I shattered. I launched myself out of the building while pushing on the shopping carts. I'm bloodied and whatever. And it's just, it's the most, because, I mean, you can imagine every single person shopping in the store. It's just. All life stops, and I'm.
Oh
just,
yeah, you're just standing there like. I had to sweep all that.
It's not like a restaurant where everyone claps afterwards or anything.
Oh,
yeah. It's just like.
And what, have you ever fallen in front of people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the first thing you do?
I'm okay.
You jump up and act like it didn't happen. You try to get up and go like, what was that?
Who fell?
How do I get outside? It was.
Oh,
it's the worst.
Bud.
Yeah. I didn't get fired though.
Really? Wow.
I had to pay for the window, though.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
So this is going to be another 45-minute job.
Anyway, those are mine. Who else has one? Oh, no, let's give a prize. Okay. Yeah. If you have a mortifying moment, we want to hear what that is. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I feel like I've had a lot because I am pretty clumsy. But I think the one that takes the cake is breaking my leg doing the Macarena because it was just dumb.
Hold up.
Like,
is that one of the translation? Break
were
your leg.
Were you skydiving?
No.
Were you on a ledge?
No.
Were you?
I was sober.
Hey, break your leg.
Okay. It's the dance where you don't move your legs. It's all upper body, and I broke my leg.
What? Yeah. You turn.
Yeah.
You broke it on the turn?
I honestly don't understand. I do understand. It's embarrassing. I was trying to simultaneously Irish dance the Macarena, and they just didn't mesh well.
Hold on. So you're doing a cloggy thing with your feet?
Yeah. And I landed sideways on my leg, and the snap, I heard it radiate up my whole body. And I sat there like, I can't get up and try the, I'm good. Like, I'm done.
Finish the dance without
like,
me.
Someone had to come pick me up and like carry me away.
Was it the Lord of the Dance? Is that who came
yes,
to get
Michael
you?
Flatley showed He's up. Like,
hello, Aaron. I heard the snap.
Is he Spanish?
I don't know. He had to pretend to be that day because it was the Macarena.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God. That's awesomely embarrassing.
Yeah.
Okay.
My steering wheel moment that is when I was younger, like a teenager working at the sneaker store, and people would come in all the time to buy sneakers and nobody knows sneakers like quite like me. Like they just go and they're like, oh, I like these. Like, can you get these? And so you kind of have to help them like, well, those are actually cleats, sir. Like you want a running shoe or whatever.
Ugh.
And this happened one time where a person came up and was like, can I have these in a size 8? And they had very short hair. And I was like, yeah, but I just want you to know, these are actually women's shoes. They're in women's sizing. So what does that affect? And this person who was a woman looked at me and said, you think I don't know what a woman's shoe is? Mm. And I said, I'm sorry. Yep, I'm mortified. And I still think about it. I know exactly what that, like I saw them later, like in the mall. I've seen them, like, I will never forget that. That was so embarrassing.
Heck.
I was trying to help. That's like people do that all the time.
It sucks because you were trying to be nice, but you know what they say about assuming.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. That's okay.
That's it. Yep. But my leg was still intact.
Well, isn't that special?
Oh, to everyone. I didn't break any glass.
Well, I can feel pressure changes in my leg now.
All right. The other one that I really want to get to, speaking of broken glass, there was a kid. The whole family ate at Red Lobster, and they were like, as the parents were checking out or whatever, the kids standing by the lobster tank and felt terrible.
Yeah.
That the lobsters were just captive.
It is kind of weird that they have a tank there, but yeah.
So they went for it, tried to free the lobsters. They smashed, they grabbed a chair.
And just broke
and
the tank.
And hit the lobster tank, and it worked. They've set the lobster free. They literally.
Okay. Yeah, I don't
know why they couldn't just reach in.
You don't think that's mortifying? Because literally the family is now blackballed from probably the only restaurant.
Those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Damn you! Yeah. So they're blackballed because kid freed the
lobsters. Yeah. Do all the diners jump on them? Like,
yes, that's what happens. Everybody's just got a pot of boiling water on their tables awaiting. Oh my God. All right. So if you've done something really stupid and it mortified you, we want to hear your mortifying moment. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about mortifying moments. And just to make you feel better, we've forgotten how to talk, really.
Don't worry. We don't get paid to do it.
We do not. Amy?
Yes.
Yes. Mortifying moment. What happened to you? Are we having it now?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. No, I was training on my motorcycle to learn how to ride.
Okay.
And my friend said that he was going to be my kickstand. And I hit my throttle so hard, kicked, threw him off. He was not my kickstand because I dropped my bike and broke my pinky toe.
No.
Oh, no.
What does be a kickstand mean?
Help balance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to fall. I'll always be there for you. And then
he jumped ship. Did you actually learn though?
Yeah. No, I'm guessing not.
We can take classes together.
You are not getting a motorcycle, young lady. No, you are not. Tiak?
No.
Tell your daughter we're not getting a motorcycle. CJ.
Yes. Yay.
Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Yeah, so for my son's 6th birthday, I went out trying to be that dad and bought him a bunch of bouncy castles and a bunch of balloons from Costco, water balloons, and we had a water balloon fight, and came time to put it all away. Guess who got electrocuted and had to go to the hospital?
No.
Oh, no.
How do you get electrocuted?
So during all the fuss and running around, I guess there was a big cut in the extension cord that nobody had seen. Huh. So when I was wrapping it up, around my arm, and it put me out. Literally, there's a video on TikTok of my fiance slapping me in the face, trying to get me to come to.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to put you on hold so we can get a link.
Yeah, I need to look.
Get him to a hospital. We'll go viral first.
Wanda?
Yay!
Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Well, we were visiting my boyfriend's parents for the holidays, and he and his dad both fixed up classic cars. Hmm. So I wandered into the garage, and I saw my boyfriend like working on something, looked all like sweaty and figuring something out. And so I walked up behind him and I grabbed his butt. And then when he stood up, it was his dad, and I just wanted to die.
It wasn't just like a whoosh. It was like a, you got in there a little bit.
It was not a graze. It was.
Yeah, it was like.
It was a, I'll see you later kind of grab.
The genetics must be strong.
Genetics are strong.
I mean, that, okay.
You was know, it, I like this one, son.
What was dinner later? Like, is it, I mean. Did it ever get brought up again, or was it just like a don't ask, don't tell kind of thing?
We did not talk about it. No one has acknowledged it. We're just going to sweep that right under the rug. Thank you.
Probably.
Oh, I would have brought it up immediately.
Oh, no. That's just getting right under the rug. Wow.
I'm going to look up classic cars. I got to start fixing something. I got to start doing something.
Thanks for the call, Wanda. Giselle.
Yay.
Mortifying moment. What happened to you?
Okay, no one at me, all right? On Instagram or Twitter or whatever.
Okay.
So I was at dinner with my colleagues, right? It was like a big to-do, big fancy schmancy shindig. Okay. And the main meal was sushi. Everybody was so hip and cool, and let's have sushi. I'm like, sure, yeah, I eat sushi all the time. I've never had sushi in my life.
Oh, no.
I know. This is not a good thing to pretend with, right?
But you can't just rookie that.
Yeah.
Listen, in hindsight and retrospect, I get that. So,
I'm eating the sushi and
I like that.
I'm using it.
So I scooped up some of that green, what is the green stuff called that's really hot?
Wasabi?
Oh, no.
I grabbed the wasabi and I was like, oh, why is there so little of it? This probably is so good. Smothered. You hear what I say? Smothered.
Like it was guac? You put it on like it was guac?
Got any chips, baby? Like some salsa.
Oh God!
No.
And of course, everyone's just looking at me like in awe, but not. No one's telling me don't eat that. They're just like, oh, this is what we're doing. So I eat it, and you already know that. I mean, literally, my nose felt like it was on fire.
Yeah.
My stomach immediately. Everything was just my throat. I could not.
But it's brief.
But
you're a dragon for a few seconds.
But I mean, if you do that much, I think it lasts a little longer.
Yeah.
Because it has to work its way through your whole. Yeah.
Oh, no.
But the worst part is, it wasn't just that brief moment of like, oh, my God. It literally did something to my tummy. Somebody was in the restroom, and I was like, you guys got to be kidding me. I got to get out of here. Oh, my gosh, I feel it. It's coming. It's coming. And then I could not stop it, you guys. It came out. It came out. It smushed down the sides of my pants.
What? Holy! I heard you say came out, and I was like, wait, what?
Do you have voice disguiser?
It's too late. Please tell me your name's not really Giselle, because you're not going to be that hard to at. Oh, my God.
Don't at me, all right?
Oh, my God.
Honey, I'm so sorry.
You pooped yourself.
That's why I don't go eat sushi.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't bad enough that I was obviously mortified and disgusted.
But
then I had to sneak out and get in my car and sit in the smushy.
Oh, you didn't sneak out. Everyone knew exactly where you were.
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
I'm just going to go ahead and jump on those finance reports. Don't worry about me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
All right. It's time for
news.
Listen.
News.
We've gotten so much hate.
No.
There was one good text.
Because I literally
did you text
fished
in?
For it. No. Like yesterday, yeah, I was like, a lot of people hate the fact that I tried to like do this. And then it's like,
they were being nice. I don't think that was fishing.
I think that was fishing. I think I was fishing and not enough people said, yeah, your news or nope theme is dope. So we're not doing it anymore.
No, I like
news.
Nope. But I did a different one.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's not singing. So last night I just tried and tried and I tried to do singing. And instead I went, okay.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
You can tell me. This is the time to tell me.
No, I like it. I like that it's the ironic serious because...
Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
I do feel like Tom Green needs to make an appearance.
That's what I'm saying. And then like, I have lots of other news beds to like come in right after it. So we just immediately launch into, let's get straight to the headlines.
Yes.
I like that a lot, actually.
Okay, I will extend
okay,
it.
Great.
And we can have the headline and we can just...
I like it, yeah.
We can just be...
Mm-hmm.
It's an unusual start to the school year after a bear cub wandered into a middle school in Aspen, Colorado.
News! Go! Let's hear it! Wow.
Students and teachers were promptly evacuated to
a bear cub.
A bear cub. A little cutie.
What kind of bear?
He just wants an education.
Like, I need to know what kind of bear. Because if you've watched enough of The Office, black bears, brown bears, bears, beats,
Battlestar Galactica.
I think a black bear, brown bears are scared.
Brown lie down, black fight back. Polar, you're done.
Is that true?
I think so.
I've always heard it, yeah.
Wait, brown lay down?
Mm-hmm. Brown lie down, black fight back.
Which I'm not.
The black ones, you're like literally,
you're supposed
we're
to
talking
like,
about
rock.
A bear
it was
that's
a black
7 feet
bear,
tall.
Black bear cub.
And you're
so,
supposed to go like.
Get on my back and expand your arms out and yell and.
Pretend. I thought you did that with cats.
Why would you have to do that with cats?
Like big cats. Like my,
oh,
like,
I was like...
my God, Aaron.
Oliver?
No, nope. It's not nope. It's no, no. It's like a mountain lion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain...
Make yourself look big, more like a predator.
Because the worst thing you can do with some of those things is run. Because they're
yes.
like, oh, yay, prey.
Yeah.
Mm, you know what I mean?
I guess.
Or like climb a tree, because... They can
nobody
also do
nobody thinks
that.
About it, but bears, no matter how fat ass they are...
They can climb.
Launch up a tree yeah. in no time.
Yeah.
I know, TX got so much anxiety. You don't camp, bro.
I know, but I couldn't just lie down. Can you imagine just being calm enough to lie? Like I would have to run.
Isn't that what Leo did in The Revenant? He just laid there and let the bear ravage him?
I haven't seen that.
Oh my God. It's like 20 years old and he won an Academy Award for it. It's
yeah, but he was attacked by the bear. I mean, that's a big...
I know, but the bear didn't eat him. The bear was just like, come on, man, let's do the thing. And then it was like, nah, never mind. Because like, he was saying in his head, brown lay down. I don't know if they had that phrase back then. Is there any more news? Did they get the bear out of the school?
Yes, they did. They were able to relocate the school and or the school.
They've relocated the school. It's now bear country.
The bears.
This is why we don't do serious news, because we can't even get through one actual local story without effing it up. Hold on, Hack.
Congratulations are in order for Nadia Suleiman, also known as Octomom. She is officially a grandmother.
Octograndma.
Yeah, Octograndma. Just one grandchild, but okay. Yeah, can you believe that? She gained fame in 2009. Wow. She gave birth to the first
You're
surviving set.
You're still talking,
set.
And I've been groaning this whole time.
She had the kids in 2009. I'm terrible at math. How old does that make the kids?
Like 16. But here's the other thing I didn't know. Octomom had 6 kids before she had the 8 kids.
Oh, gotcha.
She already had 6 kids. So she has not said which kid has
had... You've already given. Like, if this just genuinely...
That was the whole story.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going until you note me.
Is that the other phrase? Like, yeah. Brown lay down.
Go until you nope.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm giving you news because you got to so much.
Thank
but
you.
I
That's
mean,
big,
I just think if you're
a big deal in 2009
on a show called News or Nope, if you can hear the judge literally having a vowel movement, I'm just over here going, they're just famous because they did IVF.
Yeah, they did. All the kids were IVF. All 6 and then all 8. That was in the story as well.
Because they break off, right? I think the IVF things tend to like split more.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to have twins or triplets and or even
that's,
more.
That's
yeah.
for sure,
sometimes
but I don't.
Sometimes they fling a bunch at your cervix. They just go like, whap, 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 whap.
And just see how many
stick. How many
stick.
Will stick. Yeah. And then she lucked out and like they all stuck.
Yeah, something. I don't know exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Great.
And we're all getting old. She's a grandma.
Oop, I hit the wrong one.
That's okay. That one works for this one.
Okay, sorry. Let me go back to it.
Gen Z is bringing back a popular 90s toy 28 years after its launch. I'm talking about Tamagotchis because apparently for some reason Pokemon Go was not good enough for
them. I'm just
going to
say
so
this.
We need a separate
it's
device
I'm gonna
with 3 buttons
I'm gonna
to keep in our pockets.
I'm going
to
let you finish.
We do need Tamagotchis back.
Okay, they've been back,
I don't
back,
even know
though.
What it is. Is it the weird little egg-shaped
thing? Yeah, with the 3 buttons. Mm-hmm. I had one in, like, 6th and 7th grade, so I didn't realize... They've been around this whole time.
No, they haven't.
They have, for sure.
No.
Yes. Really? I literally remember buying one at Target in 6th grade.
Wow. Well, I had one and it died, and my dad was pretty clear that there weren't any other ones available to purchase, ever, anywhere in the
Can't
earth.
You just
so
hit a reset
don't even
button
check.
In it?
He was pretty clear that that wouldn't work.
Does it make noise or something that made it annoying as a father?
I think
why would it, as a dad would you hate the Tamagotchi?
I think you're kind of on it a lot. I think you're not you like play with the dog. I had a dog.
You feed it.
You
feed play
it,
with
you play it,
it.
But you're just kind of
you can connect with other ones and like
buttons.
Play games.
You're not.
Yeah.
You're not taking care of a pet.
Okay.
But then your kid's like, I'm ready for a pet, and it's like, no, you're not.
Can I ask an adjacent question? Is that allowed in News or Nope?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I was shopping at King Soopers this morning, they have filled the entire front of the store with kiosks, right? You can renew your driver's license.
Oh,
there.
Yes. I did that the other day.
You
so
can
nice.
Buy lottery tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can use the claw and get things.
Yep.
There are ATMs. And there was, we lost a kiddo at Children's Hospital who wore
the Pokemon
hat. There was some sort of kiosk thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a Pokemon. You can buy Pokemon at the store. What?
Yeah.
What would I have bought if I had approached this kiosk?
There are cards in there, and mm-hmm. I think there's
Shut up!
Yeah, and then there's also other items, like just Pokemon items. There's different prices for all the stuff. If you hit it, you can scroll through it. Because I normally, when my wife is checking out, I'm holding my daughter, and we're scrolling through the Pokemon thing to distract her. So that's how I know. Just other Pokemon stuff is in there.
So it's all the way back.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Pokemon ever really left.
No. Well, it had its big resurgence when Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah, in like 2020 when we were all like stuck. It might have been sooner, 2019.
I literally
we
almost
outside.
Caused a like 17 car pileup at 20th and Blake.
Yeah, it was like 2016.
Because something spawned right there. Yeah. And I'm trying to get my phone out and everybody's just like locking them up because like it was something rare had just spawned.
I still play it for the record, so...
Whose turn is it? It's T-Hack.
It's mine.
Hold on, let me get your song started.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie.
I'm sorry, it's not real news.
A sad day for retail giant Kmart as they are set to close their final last mainland store, which is up in Long Island. Did you know Kmart still had a store?
No.
That's got to be news.
If there's one store left, no!
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is not possible.
It is.
There are humans above the age of 4 who don't know what left and right are.
They have to like stop and think about it.
What?
Well, and so speaking of 4, my son, I'm working on this with him. And Aaron just said something very interesting. So when we walk the dogs in the morning, there's one part where it comes to like a T and we have to decide. And I let him decide. I said, do you want to go left or do you want to go right? And he just goes, oh, let's go right. And then he heads left, you know, and I'm like, no. Like, you have to know which is right and which is left. And I always tell him, you are left-handed. So whatever hand you draw with, that's left. And he's kind of struggling with it.
Ha!
And you just said your friend struggles with it, who is also...
She's a lefty.
So is this something that the left-handed people are
stupid?
Well, because there are a lot of right dominant things, like all of mugs, they're right-handed. Scissors, right-handed.
It's not right-handed. It's only if you want to read the thing.
Okay, it still counts.
But most of right-handed mugs, like it says best boss outward. So if I held it left-handed, then it would say best boss and I get to see it.
But I want everyone else to see that I'm the best boss.
But just don't buy... How white trash are you that your mugs say something on them? Mugs can be used
mugs,
either.
Okay? I collect mugs and I collect uranium glass, okay? Anyways.
Are you asking for people to start dropping mugs
no,
off at
I'm
the
not.
Station?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying,
we can make
I
that
collect
happen.
Them.
Do you know there's a thing that shows do every once in a while? Like, it's like a bit where like, the morning show host will come in and go like, oh man, I need to write this down. And it's like, oh, I don't have any pens. We'll just send pens into the radio station and then I'll just, oh, this one's from Steel Bros Heating and Cooling. And then this, I don't know why this voice that I'm doing. I don't.
Yeah.
This is not intended to sound like anyone. And then, but you can do the same thing with coffee mugs. It's like, oh man, I really wanted a cup of coffee, but we don't have any mugs.
No.
So then it's kind of
send your coffee mugs.
I actually love that idea.
4700 South Syracuse. And we'll mention, we just like,
post a picture of them every day or something.
Yeah,
a little
Insta,
studio selfie.
Here's Aaron.
Yeah.
But then what is a left-handed mug?
Well, I'm right-handed, so it doesn't matter. But what I'm trying to say is there are a lot of right.
I didn't
right...
give the whole address, though.
Oh.
Do you want to start the
Let's
mug club?
Let's do it. I'm down.
Aaron's mug club.
Do you believe people will... By the way, this was my idea. Why are they her mugs?
Because you don't really drink coffee anymore. You drink the...
I do like that. Here's
energy
a total side
like a
note.
Juice.
I know you want to talk about left versus right and all this other stuff. I need to know. So the thing that I get at Starbucks now, which I won't when it gets colder, but like is the iced energy. And it's only like 10 calories with 180 grams of caffeine. So it's like with like, I need to know what's in it. So they have some, like the BlackRock people.
Oh yeah.
They just have the cans sitting out front. I think
they're
you can
fuels.
Buy the
yeah,
cans.
Yeah, you can.
Will Starbucks sell me that damn can? Because then all they do is they dump a can into a venti glass and then put a little tea on top. They either put like their berry tea on top or lemon citrus tea on top.
Really? They're cracking a can open and pouring it in?
That's all it is. And I want to know what... It's basically a Red Bull without flavor. So it's just like a fizzy...
Okay. Huh.
Caffeine jolt to your psyche.
Wow.
And I want, if you were at Starbucks, okay, we got two things going on. I'll drive up to the back door of a Starbucks and you dump a case of that crap in the back of my car. Imagine what that would be like with booze. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Vodka, Red Bull, what?
Yeah, out of a mug.
Hello?
What do I get?
Nothing! Okay, so I want that. If you have the solution on the Starbucks thing, if you know what they're putting in there, if we can buy that retail, if it's called something else, send that right now to text that to 51059. And then here's the address for Aaron's Mug Club. If this actually starts happening, we're committed to it.
It would make me so happy. I'm not gonna lie.
Just like all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, look, the Isle Casino. Wait, they're not called that anymore.
Mm-mm.
I think they're MGM or something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, And then we just have to like,
yeah.
Maybe during news or nope, you just,
yeah.
You take a sip.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, Denver, Colorado, 80237.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just get on Syracuse, you make a left, or wait, is it a right or is it left?
Which okay. one? Stop which it. One is there? Okay, back to your friend. Sorry.
So, yes, everything is for the majority right dominant.
Okay.
So I do understand why left-handed people, they kind of are forced to be ambidextrous. But when it comes to like writing or whatever, they use, that's their left hand.
Okay.
So it makes sense that they would be confused. I think lefties have the most problems, you issues just, with it.
But after a minute, like,
you would think that you would get used to it, but that's
this is my
left
hand.
People.
This is my, like, I play guitar. I'm bi, ambidextrous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I can do, I can draw right, I can do anything with either hand.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Really?
I play pool left-handed.
Hmm.
I didn't know you could write with your left
yeah,
hand.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's not good when I write with my right hand. Okay.
Oh,
I write like
right.
a serial killer. But yeah, so once, I mean, once you get used to it, but like.
No, my best friend, she's a lefty and she holds up both her hands to make L's. And whichever way is the proper way to like make an L, she's like, oh, that's left.
I just need to hear for my edification. Is she Leo's age in the four range? Let's hear the first digit of her age.
It's not a four.
Ah!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
There's something going on in here.
I know we're supposed to talk
we're
right now.
We're hanging on by
we
a thread.
Are all, I'm just, I think my negative energy is like spilling over on everybody. So, okay, right now we were just talking off the air about a couple of, it's basically, is there something unconventional you find attractive in a mate? Like you see somebody that's got something, it's like everyone else is like, ugh, gross. And you're like, oh,
that's so hot. Yeah.
Or,
jinx.
Sort of the opposite. Is there something so mainstream
that you don't find it attractive?
That everyone's like, oh my God, isn't that thing great? And you're just like, if a dude, like every high school male for the last 5 years has adopted that stupid ass Patrick Mahomes broccoli cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't see women tripping over their mommy parts to try to get closer to a broccoli boy.
Because those are children.
I know, but they're like, I don't even see
the
other.
The high school girls are into it, and that's
so?
What matters. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
You want to, like, oh my
I
God.
I don't. I'm not in high school.
You're pretty damn close.
No.
I think it's sad. Like, I see guys out, or young men, I guess, and it's like, I want to pull them aside and just be like, you're a handsome guy, but I cannot see your face. Like,
you have broccoli on your head.
The proportions of your haircut are just.
Everyone said that when we were in high school with the, not me, but the Justin Bieber baby haircut. It was like, why do you have your hair in your face like that? It's the same thing.
But they were right. Like,
they
we look
right.
stupid.
Yeah. I mean, I
but
just think.
But it makes for great pictures.
No, it doesn't.
For later.
It's like.
To look back on and make fun of yourself.
I just feel like high school girls, this is, I've probably, there's restraining orders that'll stop me from finishing this sentence. If you're a high school girl, text in. Just need your number. No.
No.
I'm just saying, text in and say broccoli or no broccoli. I feel like it had its moment. The more Mahomes it became, the more I feel like now you're saying you like the Chiefs if you have the broccoli cut. Just drop it. Just drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just stop. And he's not in high school. Patrick Mahomes is a grown-ass man.
No, he's an idol to the high school boys.
Ugh. So that, okay.
Think, yeah.
So that was an example of something attractive. Everyone finds attractive that a certain.
It was almost both. It was unconventional, so it was attractive.
Right.
And now that it's everyone has it, it's not attractive.
You said off air.
Yes.
That you're oddly attracted.
To men with big noses.
Hmm. Because of the implications. Is that what
there's just
I've been told it means more than big feet.
I don't.
You have probably the largest sample group of anybody.
You're not wrong. But no, even just looking at the face, I don't know if I find it more like
rugged.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm.
Just sort of like unconventionally, because there was a time where the guy who was out there working in the oil field had kind of a, or like the guy building the cab, his face was probably kind of
rough, yeah.
Yeah, and jacked.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and now you juxtapose that to today, like the financial dudes with the Botox and
the pretty boys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which are still pretty, but in a different way.
Where do I land on the when you're not in either camp? So once again, what we want is either this is what I was a total jerk because TIAC was like, let's do both. And I'm like, okay. Either the unconventional thing you find weirdly attractive or the thing that's kind of.
Yeah, you just can't get on board with.
Yes. That I just don't understand why people think this is hot. So call with yours. All right. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have done the full circle on the septum piercing. I don't know where I fall on that because a lot of I remember when it first came out, I did not like it. It kind of looks like a bowl
it's
to me.
It's rampant.
That's
right
the only
now.
Other rampant. Thing I'd seen. Like when it first came out was a bowl with the ring.
Kind of.
But then I started seeing it more and more, and now I kind of like it. So I don't know if I'm just
feel
a complete
like
follower.
Everyone, no, I agree. Everyone kind of toned down their jewelry, so they're more just dainty rings, and I think that's so cute.
When you said you were going to get your nose pierced, I was like, please God, not the septum.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't pull that off.
Why not?
It's a very specific type of face. Like, it's just, I think, it just on some people, it does look like the bull. And it doesn't make them more bull-esque. It just, there's a certain type of nose where you just go, oh my God, the way that's laying and the way it lays on their lip, there's a certain, you're just like, oh my God, that's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people you're just like, you have something in your nose. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It hits people differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know what my thing is.
You don't?
Do I have a thing that is unconventional? Like, I will say this. While men like yourself will just go, like, you have never said this, but you've been in a room full of people and you've acknowledged such thing. You're never the instigator of this conversation. I'm saying this to keep your marriage intact.
Okay.
Someone else like Slacker or myself will first bring it up and then.
Yeah, no, it's never me because I don't like these. I don't.
Is it me
boobs,
every time?
Big boobs.
Where?
See?
Huh?
Like, if so, it's like.
What are we talking about?
Somebody will go, like, did you see the rat? And you're like, Tiago, yeah, I saw it. Like, you do notice it because you are attracted to.
Yeah.
So I am oddly attracted to smaller boobs.
Yeah, that's
like,
it's
as a
interesting
guy,
to me.
Like, I never liked, I don't know why. It's. Yes.
Have you had experience?
I've dabbled in.
I don't know how to ask that.
I've run the gamut.
Get over
shall
here.
Shall we
say? I'm a little flabby.
I mean, I definitely am not a huge fan of fake because I had a girl that had small and then went to fake. And I was like,
So that's like the worst for you.
It was the worst. It was. I was like, oh, my friends. They're
my
gone.
Friends, they're gone.
They're all grown up.
My concrete block.
I'm here.
They were like, we're still, yeah, it was horrifying.
I really like a woman's belly button. That's probably my weirdest thing. I'm always attracted whenever you can like see a woman's.
So like belly button. Wearing a midriff or whatever.
Midriff or a bikini or just anything. Anytime the belly, I don't know why the belly button, because I don't ever like touch it or want to do it. I just like seeing it. Does that make sense? Like I find that attractive when you can see.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I get that.
But it's not like, yeah, never.
It's adjacent to naughty, sort of.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, oh, I shouldn't see that. Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
I knew a guy.
I don't do that. I
no. I knew a guy who really liked, this sounds, well, I mean, they're the same person, but like one really liked it when their makeup ran.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But two also really liked sort of bags under the eyes.
I am so happy that people like that because here I am having like the fair red-headed skin. Like, no matter what, I could have slept for 14 years straight, but there's still going to be some dark bags under my eyes.
There are men out there that are just like...
I love that.
If you don't look tired, you don't seem like my type. There's something about bright-eyed and bushy-tailed they don't like. They'd rather have somebody who just looks...
Line them up!
Like, they might have just got off a skid row kind of thing. Just got out of rehab.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not at that point.
But you get it, right? Yeah. There's a certain bad boy element. There's another thing. Yeah. There's a study out that like men, and this is another thing that's the opposite of me, will do stupid stuff. They're oddly attracted and will do stupid things if a woman has a high-pitched voice. And I'm sort of the opposite.
I get it. I understand. I think I probably fall into the...
A high-pitched voice?
Yeah. I can be suckered pretty easily.
You like that?
It just says high. That sounded terrible.
Yeah, it doesn't say annoying. It just says a high pitch.
There's something about like a woman with a I have a raspy voice, but there's something about a woman with a raspy voice. Ugh.
I've always thought that they were so cool. Ugh. I've wanted a raspy voice.
Like Miley Cyrus's speaking voice.
So good.
Except she got there with cigarettes, so I just couldn't make out with her.
Yeah.
Like if she still smokes.
Yeah,
like,
to me, it screams cigarettes.
But if you don't still smoke and you sound like a smoker, so hot.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
I'm in.
No.
Small boobs and a smoker voice? Line them up. Okay. All right. So if you're weirdly attracted to something or you're weirdly unattracted to something, we'd like to hear what you've got. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about the thing. I think we've convoluted it a little bit because I've made it complicated. It's like, what do you find? What is popular that you think is ugly? And what is ugly that you think it is hot?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the weird thing you're attracted to.
Like, everyone wants to do their lips. Mm. And I think you're doing it for other women because I don't know. Do you like big? If a woman has naturally big lips, you can tell the difference, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think they've gotten too big for my liking, and it seems like it's so common too. Like everyone has that. It's almost you stand out more if you don't have that.
Yes. Do you? Can I
say it?
Do you like skinny women?
No.
I don't either. Like, it's a weird thing. Where it's like, I think women put this ideal on themselves. Like, we got to be thin. We got to be whatever. And it's like...
I think it's from, like, the Hollywood side of society.
Okay.
But, like, if it were just to the general population, I think it would be more accepting.
But you just want...
Mm-hmm. Curvy, and the word voluptuous comes to mind for me.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what I'm attracted to.
I think the same goes to men too. I would much rather prefer a dad bod than a ripped.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're young. You can. Like, I know you. I know you and I had our little disagreement the other day when you showed me a picture of a dude.
Yeah.
Who was
and
ripped?
You could not believe that I.
No, I can
no,
believe
you,
it.
No, you lost.
I'm
it.
Actually kind of shocked that you like it.
Mm.
I just didn't see you going for a ripped dude. Because you're just like.
I like his personality.
Yeah, you seem like somebody who's like, that ripped dude probably eats boiled chicken. And like, guys who are ripped, I'm sorry, we're supposed to be talking, but it's like, guys who are ripped, you know, for anybody to be fit, they have to be solely devoted to the point
very
where it's
disciplined.
Like, I'm eating boiled sweet potato, boiled chicken. Like, food is not for pleasure. Food is for sustenance. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm going to bed early and I have 3 hours of gym time and blah, blah, blah. And you're like... You have plates in your bedroom.
I don't need more, for the record.
Did.
Like I did.
Literally, most of your meals were consumed in your bed.
Yeah.
So it's like you can't be with a gym rat.
Yeah, I can.
You can?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I don't like it at all.
Okay. The other one for me, for women, and we didn't get to talk about this, but I struggle with this. And it's radio, so no one's going to be able... You guys can kind of tell. Is my beard straight? Like, one side grows more a little higher up than the other side.
I have the same thing.
And I try to, like, keep it straight. So I want to go to Floyd's.
What does that mean? Like, lined up, like, equal...
Yeah, the hair is high on each side of my head.
I thought you literally meant, like, the hairs on your beard.
No, it's curly. I have very curly hair. But here's my thing. The couple times I've gone to get my beard trimmed... I would not sleep with me for all the money in the world. Like a perfectly, Tiek, you have a great beard, but it is really imperfect. Mm. And I mean that as the biggest compliment I can.
I tried so hard to get it perfect.
No, but like you know what I'm talking about? when a dude
with it being too perfect and drawn on.
It's a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hair doesn't grow like that. If a guy has a hair transplant on the top of his head and you see that, like, it's a straight line, and you're like, dude, we all know that's a hair transplant. It's too straight. Like, that's not how hair grows.
Right.
When you have a beard like that, I don't see how women would ever sleep with a guy with a perfect beard.
I agree. I think it's jarring. It looks off if it's too.
It looks like you drew it on.
Yeah. It's almost intimidating to me because it's like if your beard is that perfect, what does the rest of your life look like?
Okay,
then I can't fit into that because I eat food in bed.
Do you like hair on the body?
Yeah.
Did somebody text about hair?
Yeah, they said that they don't find men who shave everything attractive. So like chest, arms, underarms.
I know guys like that.
Yeah, the half guy. Literally, the half guy was.
He was?
Yeah.
No arm hair.
I guess arm, I don't remember.
Wasn't looking at his arms.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I have a question about Colorado law, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
You guys
wrong
both,
room, bud.
The three of us are Colorado licensed drivers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know how old you can get your permit in Colorado?
I believe you get it. You can get it, like it 1 year ahead.
Yeah, I think 15.
And in fact, I think now you have to have it a year.
Before, I like that.
Because my son screwed and get up. Like, he's got a December birthday and he's just, it's Christmas break, man. I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, you won't get your driver's license on your birthday. He's like, I don't care. And then it's like, February was when I got him to sit down and go, like, you have to take like this online course or in person and then pass a test to get your permit. And then you're supposed to get like so many hours. There's all these.
You have to have your permit for 12 months.
12 full months. So he didn't get his permit till like February, the second week of February. So he was 2 full months late getting his driver's license.
Wow.
I was like 5 months. I did not care about getting my license.
What?
Yeah.
What is wrong with Gen Z?
It just.
But here, yeah. On my 16th birthday. On my
8
birthday.
8 a.m. when the DMV opened on my 16th birthday. Took the day off of school because I went.
I picked an outfit out for the picture and everything. Yes. Like,
wow. Nerd.
They already have your picture now.
Now they do.
See, yeah, because took it for your permit. Your permit is a driver's license.
Yeah, no, we got a new one. That was like, I was 14 when in my permit. Now I'm 16. Now I'm
Iowa, they're obviously like, here's, okay. In people I know from other cities, like New York kids, Chicago kids, São Paulo kids, I get it. There's public transport there.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you? All I wanted in the world, like,
I don't know.
Do you know how to ride a bike?
Yeah.
Did you learn to ride a bike when you were little?
Yeah.
My kids wouldn't even learn to ride a bike.
Really?
It's like, nobody wants to do any of the crap. It's like, oh, well, why would I ride a bike when you can just drive me there? And I'm like, what? And then the same thing.
I've actually got an Uber coming. Right? He's 8 minutes away.
100%.
I don't know. It just didn't feel important.
Wow. It felt like the only thing that was important.
Freedom.
Yes.
They can take our lives, but they'll never take our...
I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't seen Braveheart?
No. That's the one where their faces are blue, right?
His face in one scene.
Avatar?
I get that and the Smurfs confused. Is that... Well, I've got the blue.
Do you still have a question? Or
I do.
We,
so the other
hold
thing,
on. Do you think the Smurfs would win in a battle?
They're tricky. They might.
Because they're little.
They're little.
You know that
they're,
thing
yeah.
where they go, would you rather fight 1,000
Smurfs
duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I think I
because they're just there's a lot of little ones, but they're just like or whatever. They're little
all of
horses,
them kicking
and you're like
you at one time, that would
but
hurt.
Then like one big ginormous duck because we know ducks are adjacent to geese.
Yeah,
and
they're
complete
the worst.
D's.
Yeah,
and they're just like
I'll take the 1,000 horses.
You'll take 1,000 horse-sized ducks. I mean duck-sized.
I want
horses.
The big duck. I want to.
You
go,
want the big duck?
I want to go down swinging. I want to make a name for myself.
Dude, it's horse-sized.
It's wingspan. That would be crazy.
100%.
I would try to ride it. We go fly. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know because it's 1,000. It's 1,000 like little angry horses.
No one says that they were angry.
Well, I mean, you're fighting. Yeah. Like, oh. I don't know.
They think you said something about their mother. Whether it's true or not, they think it.
Before we get to TX thing, can you guys text in whether you want the giant duck
or the small horses?
Okay. Yes.
To 51059. One giant horse-sized duck or 1,000 duck-sized horses. Which one are you going to fight?
Do
you
want to
keep going?
Yeah, do we still have time?
I don't know. Time is a relative concept.
Okay. Well, I've also noticed in Colorado, everyone has those yellow stickers that say student driver, please be patient. Is that like required when people just do that, right?
Yeah.
I think it's psychological. You do it for your kid because they're just like, everyone's behind me. Everyone hates me.
I've never seen a kid driving with that sticker. It's always a parent.
You know what it is? It's like old women who it feels like older women who sort of like never got a driver's license and then they're trying. Cause like or somebody who just moved to this country. Cause there was one that used to be at my kid's school drop off. And I would just be, you're so livid cause they're driving so bad. And then you see the sticker and they got their hands, you know, you just see the top of their head and their hands are like, like on ape hangers on a Harley, you know, he's like, rah, 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 rah.
I want to call those like monkey bars or gorilla.
We call them ape hangers. You're just like, okay. If you're in the biker culture, I know now there's bikers going slacker. Like you're
slacker. Yeah. I take the duck.
Would you rather fight 1,000 Aaron sized slackers or one slacker sized Aaron? All right. Sorry, I'm sorry.
Well, so that's what happened to me is I'm behind a car. It has that yellow sticker on it and we're waiting to turn. The light turns green arrow. The car doesn't go. The other lane next to me goes. The car doesn't go. The car doesn't go. Now I'm waiting because I'm like, this is a student driver.
Trying to give them a little bit of credit.
I know. They're nervous. They're learning. They're trying to whatever. But they're not going. They're not going. And finally, I have to give the little, just the most gentlest little honk. Just like, hey. And then the car like starts to go, whips the corner and just zooms off. And I'm like, there's no way that's just some a-hole driving the car with the sticker, and I should have been blaring on the horn the whole time. And
it could have been a dumb kid on their phone, for sure.
Why? You tricked me. Now you're just getting better treatment because you put that sticker on.
Oh my God, I have a stack of those stickers.
Okay, well, give me one.
Swing by the radio station if you drive Arapahoe Road around noon.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is really dumb. And I don't even know if this is worthy of being on the radio, but that's what we do. It's called the Slacker Show for a reason.
What is that reason, eh?
Because my ego knows no bounds.
There it is.
I did not want the show to be called that. There's a poll going around out there, and we want to continue the poll at 51059. Socks.
Mm.
Yes or no?
Yes.
In bed.
No.
No.
Aaron?
I have one exception.
Nope. It's either socks in bed.
No. Yeah. You can have exceptions. My exception is in the winter when it's snowing and it's cold and fuzzy socks.
Is it snowing in your room?
No, but it gets cold because I'm in the basement. It gets very cold. I need the extra socks.
Get a blanket. Get a better duvet.
No, my duvet is thick. But I need more.
No, I think the only exception is if you're relating. Because you just leave the socks on.
What?
Like you're not, who cares?
No.
That's the only exception.
Hold on. I was going to concentrate every ounce of my venom at Aaron.
Like you're just going. You're not like.
You can't.
I'm going to tell you this. I have had relations with my pants mostly on. But I can tell you for damn sure my socks were off.
You would take your socks off before your pants? That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
It's not that low, dude. I'm not buying that.
It's
don't give me that nonsense.
Are
you talking like quickie, fully naked? Like what is?
Yeah, just like you're in the moment. You're getting after it. You're not like, well, hold on, let me get my socks off.
Because if I'm getting fully naked. Socks off for sure. I'm not gonna be, I don't want to be like Winnie the Pooh and only have a shirt on
thank you.
Why?
That's weird.
I don't know. Although when you become fat adjacent, yeah. The t-shirt is still a part of it.
I wear one in the pool. Why wouldn't I wear one in bed?
Are you a shirt in the pool guy?
I've never been. No, I've just been.
I have been because of the sun.
I've just been made fun of.
Oh.
I just choose that route.
We were trying to talk about one thing, and now we're six layers into tangents. I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Aaron,
yeah.
You just went whale watching and didn't put sunscreen on,
yeah.
So you can take your I'm worried about the sun statement and shove it straight where
I made one mistake, and I am still peeling from it. I have learned.
It's the vilest thing, you guys. It is so.
She didn't say healing. She said peeling.
Which is part of the healing process.
To do a show with
but
Aaron
my
right
was
now.
So bad. I'm disgusting.
It's like being near Chernobyl.
I'm disgusting. But
it's
at least I don't wear socks while I'm relating.
Fluffing.
Hey, no. Sluffing. Put venom back over there.
There's just skin everywhere. It's really, it's like
just one
arm
big
dandruff.
One big gust of wind,
it's,
and I'm
yeah, just like,
it's like Thanos just snapping.
Yes. It's anyway, shirt in pool, no,
socks
no.
in bed. Sometimes
have you ever seen mm-hmm. one of the real like? I do want to just take this moment to be a pro melanoma. Checkup type
okay.
person.
Okay, yeah, like,
I'm great with
melanoma. You cannot pause
I'm not
there.
Pro melanoma. I'm saying.
What is happening?
I'm saying I'm pro. Like I have friends with melanoma. My ex-wife has melanoma, and it's like one of those things. Just go get your stuff.
I just got my skin checked last week. You should do it.
I don't want to call him out by name, but he owns a restaurant that has a drink named after me. He's got something on his face. I've said something. His wife has said something. He asked me for my referral of my dermatologist. He took it, and I don't think he went in. And I'm like,
Bud, dude, you gotta go in. You gotta.
If you got something weird on your body, and you'll know.
Yeah.
I mean, but you might not know. But like, go get checked. But I like. Having said that, wear sunscreen. Go get your skin checked.
Yep.
But if you're really paranoid, then just don't go to pools. Because I was at a pool one time in Mexico, and it was like being there with powder. Because have you ever seen that movie?
No.
He's like, I think he's like an albino or something. The dude had slathered on so much zinc on the tiny little parts of his body, so he was bright white. Because that zinc like reflects light.
Yeah.
And then he had the big bucket hat on, a long sleeve shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
you gotta protect your skin,
or just like if you're that far gone.
But I still want to enjoy the. I still want to enjoy the outside.
There's nothing to enjoy outside.
The beach,
when
the
you're
pool,
that scared.
There is.
And
don't let being scared
like
stop you from living
that,
your dreams.
It does seem like just find something else.
Yeah,
yeah,
become something else. Scuba dive. If you love the water, get under it.
How
right?
am I supposed to get under the water deep enough if I can't make it to the point to go down?
Go out on a boat with a cabin. I don't know. It's just, to me, there's just a point where if you have X amount of stipulations, it's like being gluten-free and walking into a bakery and going, what you got? You're like, you can't go somewhere else. We're a bakery. If we say we're a gluten-free bakery, come on in. But like, you can't have our product. You going to a brewery. You can't go to a brewery, Aaron.
I can. I just know that I'm not going to be able to drink anything there, but that's okay because I'm there because I want to spend time with my friends.
With all your zinc.
You've got to be covered up.
the hops hurt my face. This was going to be a 30-second conversation. Socks in bed, yes or no?
Did you answer?
No, it's a hard no.
Okay.
No matter what. It's freezing cold outside. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
My bed has turned into one of the Wonder Twins came by and turned my bed into a block of ice. Still no socks. You just suck it up. And when you're relating, the idea of like, like rubbing my leg down her leg and hitting soft foot.
It's weird.
I'm a passionate man. I'm in a rush. Let's get to it.
Oh, I get it now. There's no time to get this out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Am I so old school?
Yes.
I don't quite understand.
Hold on.
What?
I know what story we're about to talk about, but I don't know how anybody feels about it, and I'm starting to like glean. Are you a fuddy-duddy on this?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
my
am.
God.
Wait.
I am.
What does that mean? Does that mean he doesn't like it?
He wants to go the old school. He wants old school.
See,
you
okay.
do too.
No,
oh
no, no. I need hold on. I need clarification because you can send invites with like the QR code or the link, and it takes you to the official invite. That's not it. It's literally just a text.
Yeah.
Okay.
The new. Okay, guys.
No.
Look
way.
Around. What? Like the last five events I've been invited to, like bachelor party kind of things or birthday party kind of things, I get a random text message from some weird number. And it takes me forever because here's the deal. When you're sending those things out, you can put in a personal message like, hey, Michael, it's blah. Mm-hmm. This is my birthday party. Mm-hmm. But some people just send it and then it's just like, it's a 40s themed birthday party. I'm like, I don't even know who the party's for.
Well, if you open up the invite, it'll say.
So a lot of times it's not even like it. That is the whole invite. That text is it. There's a picture on it and it's like 40s theme. I swear it's not. It's not like an e-bite. I'll find the text.
But that's my problem. You're saying it right there. It's like most you can put a personal message. Most people don't. It's like we've just gotten rid of any personal contact, any of like reaching out and just being like it would be an honor
Singer,
for you to come
it's
to my
you.
Party.
You don't put any messages on it. I just want her to know. She came to a live at five. She used to work
there. Okay.
And she doesn't put anything on it. And I didn't go to any of her parties because I didn't know who it was. I'm gonna find it. But like that it's you guys are young whippersnappers who care about planting trees and electric cars.
For birthdays and like random get-togethers, I'm okay with that. For more official things, you better send a physical invite.
I think so too. This is a real thing. I get texts every day, believe it or not. People text me.
From whom?
You know.
Leo spam. Has a phone.
I have some subscriptions that are about to expire.
So get notified it's weddings. About. Weddings are now. You don't. Do you know how much wedding invitations cost?
Yeah, but it's part of it. It's part of it. It's like, this is the one time you get to be kind of fancy. You get to like make a real like, hear ye, we welcome ye.
But
use
you
your full name. The parents of Sir have invited you to the witness.
Aaron, you can't be on his side on this.
I totally am.
Everything he's saying is the opposite of what weddings, we've dropped the whole I'm taking your daughter from you.
Yes.
What's your daughter worth? Like, and everything.
But exactly. We have made weddings to be such a special, they've gotten smaller. So it's limited to the really close friends and family. I want to make sure that you are getting more than a text message because you mean so much to me that I want you at my wedding and I want you to have a physical invite.
What are you going to do with
point for the fuddy duddies?
No, 0 points for the fuddy duddies.
Getting married, bruh. You coming?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because
no,
here's the thing. Have you moved past your hoarding status, Tiak?
I'm in, yes. It's a constant process.
So, but you've learned to let go of things.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Our friend in promotions, let's say she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And she sends you the calligraphy, the hard cardstock that would make the dude on American Psycho. Is that bone? It's like just an amazing imitation. And you're like, yay. And then you get out the other envelope that has the RSVP and you'll say, I'll have the fish. And here's the, let's be honest, you're having the, okay.
Yeah, the chicken.
And then I'll be ordering DoorDash Culver's. But like, and then
there better be a physical invite for that. Yeah, I want it to be from Culver's.
Okay. Yeah, with one of those tokens for a free customer.
Okay. Listen, and then you mail that away. And now you have her invitation sitting right there on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
We don't. I know what you're doing. You're playing at my heartstrings with the American Psycho reference because you know
because
I love that scene.
Oh my God. You deserve to be physically invited. I have physical evidence. And you were just like, I need that. You need that for how long? Long enough to RSVP and then it's just a mess on your counter.
When we get a wedding invitation, I swear this is the truth. I'm not just saying this to make you mad. It's going to make you mad, but this is true. We get it and it goes on the fridge. We put it on the fridge
because
it's a reminder.
Literally got a wedding invite 2 days ago and it went straight onto the fridge.
I have a stainless steel fridge that nothing will stick on. But
well, plus all the history of all the girls I had to, not all, there was a couple of girls I had to break up with and you got to do it in person. Can't do it over text.
Not anymore. Now you can.
So it made me a better person. It sucked doing it, but it made me better because I had to look them in the eye and say, I'm breaking up with you. And same with this. It's like, we can't just make everything a text message. Some things, it makes you a little bit better.
I don't see the need because I know I'm going to throw that thing away.
And you know you're going to get divorced.
It's not for my... All right, I'm sending a group text.
Oh, no.
Can I fire people over text? Asking for a friend.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story that if you're a gym rat, you're going to cancel your membership today.
Okay.
Oh, no, I just got started.
Arnar.
Clear.
I have a story about when something goes missing, you always find it in the last place you look.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida. There was a man who was driving. He was speeding. He was going real fast. Yes, in Florida. Police caught him, or they were like, hey, slow down. So they were after him. He said, I don't want to get pulled over. So he led him on a little chase for a while.
Nice.
Eventually, he ended up right in front of his house.
Oh, nice.
That's the first part. You know, just go right home. Yeah. They'll find you there. He apparently had a bunch of cocaine in his car, and he was nervous that the cops would find it.
Okay.
So you got a bunch of cocaine. You want to hide it. Where are you going to put it?
Well, you could flush it.
I think I'd put it in my butt.
Oh.
Price is Right rules. Slacker, I guess, wins. This guy decided to put it up his nose.
Was it in the bag still?
He said, I'm gonna hide this somewhere. They'll never find it. He decided to snort all of his cocaine.
He snorted it off. Oh my God, you're going
to
die.
Tried to hide it right up his nose. Police came over and noticed some white powder on his face. What's going on with the white powder?
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm just baking some cookies. Oh, yeah,
he was arrested. Multiple charges.
Well, then, isn't he ODing on cocaine?
He was no stranger to it.
All right. I have a story that's about 14 pages long, but I'm going to boil it down for you. Mm. It starts in South Carolina.
Close.
Okay. So apparently there's a woman who's real fit, and she was doing something called the Murph. I've done the Murph Challenge before.
Okay. Oh.
But when you do the Murph Challenge and you're challenged like myself, you get about 17 other people and you purse it out.
Oh.
Somebody runs the mile, then somebody else does some of the pull-ups, somebody does some of the push-ups.
Yeah.
You do all these things.
Okay. Joint exercise.
She decided to do it all, and she did it so much, she blew her arms up.
What? I'm sorry.
I would love to read all the medical explanations, but she just... Her arms were so big.
Her biceps exploded.
Yes, she blew her arms up. Her biceps exploded. She couldn't straighten her arms out.
Oh my
God. Her friends are calling her the Hulk.
And then her kidneys went back?
Because you're...
What?
Yes, you're going septic, basically, because you just blew your arms off.
Going septic.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to do that next Friday night.
I'm going septic. Meet me at Brothers.
Anyway,
the Murph Challenge is something really good for the military, so you should do it.
Nice.
Just bring friends and don't blow your arms up.
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is really dumb, and I don't even know if this is worthy of being on the radio, but that's what we do. It's called The Slacker Show for a reason.
What is that reason, eh?
Because my ego knows no bounds.
There it is.
I did not want the show to be called that. There's a poll going around out there, and we want to continue the poll at 51059. Socks. Yes or no?
Yes.
In bed?
No.
No.
Aaron?
I have one exception.
Nope. There is either, it's either socks in bed.
No. Yeah. There's a, you can have exceptions. There,
it's,
my exception is in the winter when it's snowing and it's cold and fuzzy socks.
Is it snowing in your room?
No, but it gets cold because I'm in the basement. It gets very cold. I need the extra sock.
Get a blanket. Get a better duvet.
No, my duvet is thick, but I need more.
No, I think the only exception is if you're relating. Because you just leave the socks on.
What?
Like you're not, who cares?
There, no. No,
That's the only exception.
Hold on. I was going to concentrate every ounce of my venom at Aaron.
Like you're just going. You're not like.
You can't.
I'm going to tell you this. I have had relations with my pants mostly on, but I can tell you for damn sure my socks were off.
You would take your socks off before your pants? Yes. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
It's not that low, dude. I'm not buying that.
It's...
Don't give me that nonsense.
Are
you talking like quickie, fully naked? Like what is...
Yeah, just like you're in the moment, you're getting after it. You're not like, well, hold on, let me get my socks off.
Because if I'm getting fully naked, socks off. For sure. I'm not going to... I don't want to be like Winnie the Pooh and only have a shirt on
Thank you.
Why?
That's weird.
I don't know. Although when you become fat adjacent... The T-shirt is still a part of it.
I wear one in the pool. Why wouldn't I wear one in bed?
Are you a shirt in the pool guy?
I've never been. No, I've just been.
I have
just,
been.
I've
just
I have been because of the sun.
I've just been made fun of.
Oh.
I just choose that route.
We were trying to talk about one thing, and now we're six layers into tangents. I'm going to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Aaron,
yeah.
You just went whale watching and didn't put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
So you can take your I'm worried about the sun statement and shove it straight where
I made one mistake, and I am still peeling from it. I have
it's
learned
the vilest thing, you guys. It is so.
She didn't say healing. She said
peeling.
Healing.
Which is part of the healing process.
To do
but,
a show with Aaron
burn
right now.
My was so bad. I'm disgusting.
It's like being near Chernobyl.
I'm disgusting, but
it's
at
just
least
like
I don't wear socks while I'm relating.
Fluffing.
Hey, no,
sluffing.
Put venom back over there.
There's just skin everywhere. It's really, it's like
just one
arm
big
dandruff.
One big gust of wind,
it's,
and I'm
yeah, just like, oh.
It's like Thanos just snapping.
Yes. It's anyway, shirt in pool, no,
socks
no.
in bed. Sometimes
have you ever seen mm-hmm. one of the real like I do want to just take this moment to be like a pro melanoma. Checkup type
okay.
person.
Okay, yeah, like,
I'm great with
melanoma.
I'm not pro melanoma. I'm saying
what is happening?
I'm saying I'm pro. Like I have friends with melanoma. My ex-wife has melanoma, and it's like one of those things. Just go get your stuff.
I just got my skin checked last week. You should do it.
I don't want to call him out by name, but he owns a restaurant that has a drink named after me. He's got something on his face. I've said something. His wife has said something. He asked me for my referral of my dermatologist. He took it, and I don't think he went in. And I'm like,
Dude, you gotta go in. You
got it. If you got something weird on your body, and you'll know.
Yeah.
I mean, but you might not know. But like, go get checked. But I like having said that, wear sunscreen. Go get your skin checked.
Yep.
But if you're really paranoid, then just don't go to pools. Because I was at a pool one time in Mexico, and it was like being there with powder. Because have you ever seen that movie?
No.
He's like, I think he's like an albino or something. The dude had slathered on so much zinc on the tiny little parts of his body, so he was bright white. Because that zinc like reflects light.
Yeah.
And then he had the big bucket hat on, a long sleeve shirt.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
you gotta protect your skin,
or just like if you're that far gone,
but I still
want to
enjoy the. I still want to enjoy the outside.
There's nothing to enjoy outside.
The beach,
when
the
you're
pool,
that scared.
There is.
And
don't let being scared
like
stop you from living
that.
Your dreams.
It's just,
it does seem like just find something else.
Yeah,
yeah,
become something else. Scuba dive if you love the water. Get under it.
How
right?
am I supposed to get under the water deep enough if I can't make it to the point to go down?
Go out on a boat with a cabin. I don't know. It's just, to me, there's just a point where if you have X amount of stipulations, it's just like, it's like being gluten-free and walking into a bakery and going, what you got? You're like, you can't go somewhere else. We're a bakery. If we say we're a gluten-free bakery, come on in, but like you can't have our product. You going to a brewery. You can't go to a brewery, Erin.
I can. I just know that I'm not going to be able to drink anything there, but that's okay because I'm there because I want to spend time with my friends.
With all your zinc.
Yeah, she's got to be covered up.
the hops hurt my face. This was going to be a 30-second conversation. Socks in bed, yes or no?
Mm. Did you answer?
No, it's a hard no.
Okay.
No matter what. It's freezing cold outside. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. My bed has turned into one of the Wonder Twins came by and turned my bed into a block of ice. Still no socks. You just suck it up. And when you're relating, the idea of like, like rubbing my leg down her leg and hitting soft foot.
It's weird.
I'm a passionate man. I'm in a rush. Let's get to it.
Oh, I get it now. There's no time to get this out.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Am I so old school?
Yes.
I don't quite understand.
Hold on. What? I know what story we're about to talk about, but I don't know how anybody feels about it. And I'm starting to like glean. Are you a fuddy-duddy on this?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait. I am.
What does that mean? Does that mean he doesn't like it?
He wants to go the old school. He wants old school.
See,
you do, too?
No. Hold on. I need clarification because you can send invites with, like, the QR code or the link, and it takes you to the official invite. Uh-uh. That's not it. It's literally just a text.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
No
way. Look around. What, like, the last five events I've been invited to, like bachelor party kind of things or birthday party kind of things, I get a random text message from some weird number and it takes me forever. Because here's the deal. When you're sending those things out, you can put in a personal message like, hey, Michael, it's blah. Mm-hmm. This is my birthday party. Mm-hmm. But some people just send it it's just like, it's a 40s theme birthday party. I'm like, I don't even know who the party's for.
Well, if you open up the invite, it'll say.
So a lot of times it's not even that is the whole invite. That text is it. There's a picture on it and it's like 40s theme. I swear it's not not like an e-vite. I'll find the text.
But that's my problem. You're saying it right there. It's like you can put a personal message. Most people don't. It's like we've just gotten rid of any personal contact, any of like reaching out and just being like, it would be an honor for you to come to my party.
You don't put any messages on it. I just want her to know. She came to a Live at 5. She used to work
there. Okay.
And she doesn't put anything on it. And I didn't go to any of her parties because I didn't know who it was. I'm going to find it. But like that, it's... You guys are young whippersnappers who care about planting trees and electric cars.
For birthdays and like random get-togethers, I'm okay with that. For more official things, you better send a physical invite.
I think so too. This is a real thing. I get texts every day, believe it or not. People text me.
From whom?
You know.
Leo spam. Has a phone.
I have some subscriptions that are about to expire.
Get notified. It's weddings. About. Weddings are now. You don't... Do you know how much wedding invitations cost?
Yeah, but it's part of it. It's part of it. It's like, this is the one time you get to be kind of fancy. You get to like make a real like, hear ye, we welcome ye, but use your full name. The parents of Sir have invited you to the witness.
Aaron, you can't be on his side on this.
I totally am.
Everything he's saying is the opposite of what weddings, we've dropped the whole... I'm taking your daughter from you.
Yes.
What's your daughter worth? Like, and everything.
But exactly. We have made weddings to be such a special. They've gotten smaller, so it's limited to the really close friends and family. I want to make sure that you are getting more than a text message because you mean so much to me that I want you at my wedding and I want you to have a physical invite.
What are you going to do with
point for the fuddy-duddies?
No, 0 points for the fuddy-duddies.
Getting married, bruh. You coming?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Because here's the thing. Have you moved past your hoarding status, Tiak?
I'm in, yes. It's a constant process.
So, but you've learned to let go of things.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Our friend in promotions, let's say she gets married.
Mm-hmm.
And she sends you the calligraphy, the hard cardstock that would make the dude on American Psycho. Is that bone? It's like just an amazing invitation. And you're like, yay. And then you get out the other envelope that has the Arvis VP and you'll say, I'll have the fish. And and here's the, let's be honest, you're having the, okay.
Yeah, the chicken.
And then I'll be ordering DoorDash Culver's. But like, and then
there better be a physical invite for that. Yeah. I want it to be from Culver's. Okay.
Yeah, with one of those tokens for a free customer.
Okay, listen. And then you mail that away. And now you have her invitation sitting right there on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
We don't. I know what you're doing. You're playing at my heartstrings with the American Psycho reference because you know I love that scene.
Oh my God. You deserve to be physically invited. I have physical evidence. And you were just like, I need that. You need that for how long? Long enough to RSVP, and then it's just a mess on your counter.
When we get a wedding invitation, I swear, this is the truth. I'm not just saying this to make you mad. It's going to make you mad, but this is true. We get it, and it goes on the fridge. We put it on the fridge.
Because
it's a reminder.
Literally got a wedding invite 2 days ago, and it went straight onto the fridge.
I have a stainless steel fridge that nothing will stick on. But
well, plus, all the history of all the girls I had to, not all, there was a couple of girls I had to break up with, and you got to do it in person. Can't do it over text.
Not anymore. Now you can.
So it made me a better person. It sucked doing it, but it made me better because I had to look them in the eye and say, I'm breaking up with you. And same with this. It's like, we can't just make everything a text message. Some things, it makes you a little bit better.
It doesn't. I'm just in 20. I don't see the need because I know I'm going to throw that thing away.
And you know you're going to get divorced.
It's not for my. All right. I'm sending a group text.
Oh, no.
Can I fire people over text? Asking for a friend.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I got a story that if you're a gym rat, you're going to like cancel your membership. Today.
Okay.
Oh no, I just got started.
Arnar.
Clear.
I have a story about when something goes missing, you always find it in the last place you look.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
No!
There was a man who was driving. He was speeding. He was going real fast. Yes,
what?
In Florida. Police caught him, or they were like, hey, slow down. So they were after him. He said, I don't want to get pulled over. So he led him on a little chase for a while.
Nice.
Eventually, he ended up right in front of his house.
Oh, nice.
That's the first part. You know, just go right home.
Yeah.
They'll find you there. He apparently had a bunch of cocaine in his car, and he was nervous that the cops would find it.
Okay.
So you got a bunch of cocaine. You want to hide it. Where are you going to put it?
Well, you could flush it.
I think I'd put it in my butt.
Oh.
Price is Right rules. Slacker, I guess, wins. This guy decided to put it up his nose.
Was it in the bag still?
He said, I'm gonna hide this somewhere. They'll never find it. He decided to snort all of his cocaine.
He snorted it off. Oh my God, you're going
to
die.
Tried to hide it right up his nose. Police came over and noticed some white powder on his face. Like, hey, what's going on with the white powder?
Nothing.
Yeah. I'm just baking some cookies.
He was arrested. Multiple charges.
Well, then, isn't he ODing on cocaine?
He was no stranger to it.
All right. I have a story that's about 14 pages long, but I'm going to boil it down for you. Mm. It starts in South Carolina.
Close.
Okay. So apparently there's a woman who's real fit, and she was doing something called the Murph. I've done the Murph challenge before.
Okay. Oh.
But when you do the Murph challenge and you're like challenged like myself, you get about 17 other people and you purse it out.
Oh.
Like somebody runs the mile, then somebody else does some of the pull-ups, somebody does some of the push-ups.
Yeah.
You do all these things.
Okay. Joint exercise.
She decided to do it all, and she did it so much, she blew her arms up.
What? I'm sorry.
I would love to read all the medical explanations, but she just... that her arms were so big.
Her biceps exploded.
Yes, she blew her arms up. Her biceps exploded. She couldn't straighten her arms out.
Oh my
god. Her friends are calling her the Hulk.
Wait, and then her kidneys went back?
Because you're...
What?
Yes, you're going septic, basically, because you just blew your arms off.
Going septic.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to do that next Friday night.
I'm going septic. Meet me at Brothers. Anyway, the Murph Challenge is something really good for the military, so you should do it.
Nice.
Just bring friends and don't blow your arms up.
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.